Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome once again. This is the eighth recording for the Secret of the Love of God, complimentary recording that goes with the reading and writing of the book, The Secret of the Love of God, Asir al-Hublillahi. We're currently picking up our reading from the top of page 37. And the recordings are not going to go over a half hour and will be within the range of where the writing is for the week for those who are listening. Let's go into the Fatiha, set our intention, and then just move right into the reading itself. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We come listening to the book written by our guide Sidi Muhammad to bring him into our lives and to bring his thinking and his consciousness and his guidance for us into our moment-to-moments. And some we can absorb, some we can't, but we do our best to stay open and watch the effect it has on us as the transmission comes through, as it was presented live to students back in 2006. The teachings are alive and present with us. In this reading, we're in the introduction still, where he's giving talks, where he's referring to this book as the one that was just being published. And right now we're talking about Iblis, page 37. Iblis. Iblis is the realm of darkness. And the realm of darkness cannot be in conformity with the realm of light, because this is not its nature. When the morning comes, do you see any night? This is the wisdom of Allah, the ultimate perfection. Do you not see that morning removes the night? This is a reality of existence, and your real realm is the realm of the divine essence, the divine beauty, and its fundamental essence is love and light. Through you, Allah reveals himself in all of his divine qualities, and he wants you to be beautiful and kind and loving, calm and serene and full of gentleness and kindness and subtlety, living in safety and love and security, mercy and justice, and living without all of the pollution of the darkness. He wants you to be void of all the energy of the polluting darkness, because in your origin you have the complete divine beauty revealed within you. Then why do you deface this beauty? Why, after purity and light, do you persist to exist in the darkness? The presence of Iblis, the darkness, spoke to Allah in rejection. He refused to prostrate to Allah through the picture, the picture which he created in the best perfection and excellence. Because in this luminous picture of the human being, he concealed his light with a great concealment, but he put everything within it. So Allah spoke to the existence of Iblis, to the darkness, after he spoke to the angels. He said to the angels, "Can you tell me all of my beautiful names?" This question, which Allah proposed to the angels, the beautiful angels, could not be answered by them, even though they do know because of the thick concealment of the light which exists within you, the human being. They saw the revelation of the realm of darkness, which concealed the light, and so the angels could not answer the question. The human presence contains all the other presences, like the presence of imagination, and the presence of illusion and darkness. The human presence contains all of these forms of existence. But the revelation, the epiphany of the exalted name exists within the human. And within this sacred human realm, the human is holy because he is created from the light of Allah. Allah preserved within him the great, complete secrets of his divine epiphany. So the human existence or presence was ordered to preserve this secret, this treasure. And that is why Allah gave this human presence all of the sciences that have been and will always be. And Allah ordered the human being never to reveal them except to those worthy of knowing the secrets. It is not permitted to break any of the divine mirrors. If you break this mirror, you will be questioned. You will be shaken like an earthquake. This human form will shake as the earth shakes in an earthquake, and you will be asked why you broke the divine mirror and why the lovers' hearts are broken. The human being will be questioned, why are those people murdered? Why are those poor people hungry? Why is medicine prevented to those who are in need, those who are sick and suffering? Why is the water polluted when it was originally created pure and beautiful? Allah says he sends down pure water from the sky. 25:48, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رِيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. Why is it polluted? Why do you spread corruption on earth and destroy the values, the goodness which Allah wants for humanity? This is why the earth shakes in earthquakes and the human form shakes. This is why the human asks, why is everything shaking? Do you not hear all the news about what is happening in the world? You see and you hear about how innocent people are killed, about how food and medicine is prevented from reaching those in need, and about how human values are destroyed. Allah ordered this human realm to be whole and perfect and living. Did you not hear Allah say from 49:13, O you people, surely we have created you from a man and a woman and made you peoples and tribes, so that you might come to know one another. Truly the most honorable among you in the sight of Allah is the one who is most conscious of Allah, warding off evil. Bismillah. Ya ayyuha nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakiri wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uba wa qabaila liya'arrafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum inna allaha alimun khabir. Because every person is a brother and a sister of another person, he is part of the lives of others. No one lives without the rest of humanity or without another person in his life. He cannot live alone, nor even in the garden. This is Allah's way. As long as humanity transgresses the limits and corruption appears on the earth, this resembles the time of Noah. But remember what Allah said at the time of Noah. He told him to establish or build the ship of salvation. The ship of salvation has already been constructed, but you must fix it and clean it and return it to its original condition. This ship of salvation is vast enough to accommodate the whole of humanity without discrimination. We were created from one source, one origin. We were created from one soul. Is this not true? So do not say that people number in the millions or billions, because with one blow, one divine blow, everything can perish. This is his way and his command. This is why Allah says in the Quran that we must appreciate the power of Allah as he ought to be appreciated. If everything in the world shook, everything in the heavens and the earth would be frightened. And at that moment, there would be no rockets or airplanes to protect anyone. There would be nothing that could protect any human being. And Allah will ask, to whom is the dominion today? Then Allah will answer himself, the one, the oppressor. This is the divine command. This is a very small part of the story of your existence. And Allah entrusts you with the treasure, that you should preserve it and live in accordance with love and peace and mercy. He does not want you to listen to the voice of Iblis, because if you do, you will not find salvation and you will not arrive at your destination. You cannot arrive unless you travel in the ship of safety, and on the ship of safety, the people are one nation loving each other. This ship must contain love as its fundamental essence and foundation. It must contain love and mercy and freedom for all, and peace, real peace, so that it can sail. It cannot sail with gas or oil. Its oil must be of the purity, which is the purity of oneness, The oneness is the fuel that makes it sail. Allah wants you to be one nation, carrying one creed and one belief that there is no deity but one. There is no deity but Allah. There is no room for illusion, for pictures, or for imagination. There is no room to say, this is what I see, or this is what you see. There is only one. How can you hear me when you are full of dirt and pollution and darkness? It's impossible in that state to hear anything other than the voice of Iblis and darkness and illusion. Many people claim things. They just claim things. But they are not in accordance with what Allah wants. And they imagine that they are moving forward from the darkness to the realm of light. But how can they travel to that pure realm while they are stuck in the realm of darkness? Full of darkness, living in illusion, and living with the pictures, with the idols. Allah breaks these idols. He orders us to break the idols. It's not our way to stop with pictures and illusions and idols because Allah is not a picture. He is a reality. He is real. Do not think that this piece of flesh, which is the tongue, speaks. No, it's just a piece of flesh. But Allah reveals himself with his name, the speaker. He talks through your mirror. And that is why you are commanded to speak only the truth. It's not fitting that you should lie or deceive or claim things, as some people do. Some people claim, we can do this or we can do that, but really, you cannot push death away. You cannot remove diseases from yourself, so how can you enter the realm of light? Are you prepared to sit on the ship whose leader and captain is Allah? Allah said to Noah, put in it two mates of each species and carry into it the believers, from 23:27. Bismillah. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ أَنِ اصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَ التَّنُّورُ فَاسْلُكْ فِيهَا مِن كُلٍّ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَغْلَقَ إِلَّا مَن سَبَقَ لَهُ الْقَوْلُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. The Gnostics, the one who revealed his love, who showed an atom of his love and an atom of his mercy, they became worthy to be with Allah. I am certain that Allah did not assemble you to hear his words through his lover and servant, who loves all the essences and serves by the love of Allah, except that he wants what is good for you. If he wanted otherwise, he would not have inspired you to believe in the oneness. I praise Allah for this, and I ask him to help you to open your hearts. When I say your hearts, I mean to open the hearing of your innermost being and seeing of your innermost being, and to travel in the ship of safety which Allah guides with his attentive care, providing it with the water of life and with the divine love. So you were able to sing the song of peace and mercy for yourselves and for your children, and for all of the children in the world, and for all those who are suffering on the earth. This song has been sung before by all the prophets and the angels, and if you do this, you will become one of his true children, carrying his message, and the message of purification, and the message of denouncing everything that is not pleasing to Allah. Through this, you can achieve the happiness that you yearn for. Do you not want to travel in the ship of safety, a journey from the realm of illusion and darkness, and pictures to the stations of the hearts and spirit, which means you will emerge forth from the realm of illusion into the realm of divine light. Come, come, travel with me. Sail with me to the stations of the heart, which are the beginning of the stations of the annihilation. And leave everything that is not from Allah to live in Allah. And then you continue to journey from the stations of the heart to the stations of the spirit. I would like you to be the children of the moment, not the children of tomorrow. This is what Allah wants. Do you want to ride in this ship of salvation? Do you truly want this? It's waiting for you. Whoever wants this, let him say yes. Yes. Amen. O Allah, I direct myself towards you with your divine love and with your beauty. And I ask you for all you have of the treasures of eternity. I ask you with the absolute peace and mercy that you may reveal yourself to us. Please take the hearts of this world of the heart to that of your peace and love and mercy, so that we may be worthy to be with you in eternity, and that our life may never end except in singing the song which you want us to sing. We accept you and are pleased with you as our Lord. You are our God, our beloved, our Creator. We believe in the message of your prophets, the message of Muhammad and Abraham and Moses and Jesus. We want to be the true children of Allah. We affirm your oneness and unity. Please make us prostrate, always bowing in surrender to you, and do not put us under the charge of one who does not fear you and who does not have compassion for us. Please answer our prayer. I would like you to take a journey. A journey from which there is no return, and renew your promise, a promise from your heart and spirit, so that you may attain the highest garden which has no limit. It is the garden of Allah, the eternal garden. Now, we will read the story of the beginning, the story of the ship of safety, which is full of the beauty and the love. Open the ears of your hearts and spirits to what was sent down upon my heart through the revelations that came to the Prophet Muhammad and through the message of pure oneness. I praise Allah, exalted is He, that He made my body and my blood and the whole of my existence from the blood of the Prophet, from his heart and from his spirit, and I am just a poor servant in need of you. O Allah, without you, Allah, we would never have been guided and we would not be fasting and praying, but you provided us with this favor, a divine favor. I pray for you and your children and your loved ones and all those who are suffering in this world. My heart is with them and for them, and so is my spirit. And this is why I send my voice loud and strong on behalf of all of them. and I am certain that Allah will answer your prayer and my prayer and send His peace to all of humanity. Now, Sidi is beginning to delve into the book itself from pages 77 to 80. And in these few minutes remaining, we'll read this very first section. Chapter is called The Love of Allah, Al-Hublillahi. Praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may the peace and blessings be upon our Master Sayyidina Muhammad, who was sent as a mercy for all the worlds, the leader of the lovers, Al-Muhibin, and the beloved, Al-Mahbubin. And may Allah's blessings be upon His companions, wa ishaba, His loved ones, and all of those who follow His way until the final day of resurrection, Yawm al-Din. Know, my beloved, and may Allah grant you access to His love, that there is nothing existing as essence or as contingent form or as a quality or as a meaning in the realm of accidental existence that is not supported by a divine reality. In respect to its relationship to the everlasting presence, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without dependence on the divine reality, it would not have manifested, nor would it have been known. This includes love in all of its forms, al-hub fi al-akwan, in all the universe, for in spite of the different levels of love, everything returns to the reality of Allah's love, which is the origin of the existence of love in all its forms. But as eons passed and hearts hardened, people became confused about all matters, meanings were lost, the traces and images of divine love were hidden from them. The disagreeable became commonly accepted, and all that which has commonly acceptable became denied and rejected. All values became meaningless or remained in a faded state. Values began to be weighed by the standards of today and not by the balance of the truth. Mawazin al-haq. Human beings became unable to discriminate between faith gained by science or knowledge, ilm, and faith gained by direct taste, dhaq. And they became unable to discriminate between true love, ishq haqiqi, and illusory love, ishq mazaji, or between knowing a quality and establishing that quality by the one attributed with it. Moreover, human beings became unable to discriminate between true yearning and deceptive yearning. The reference to faith gained by knowledge, ilm, refers to when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truth, al-haq, ordered His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in His saying, know that there is no deity except Allah. Falam anyahu la ilaha illa Allahu. And from this, Sidi goes on to do his commentary in the oral presentation to the beloveds, which we'll pick up in the next reading, next recording, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.